Now, a lot of people think you have to just believe Jesus exists to go to heaven. But here's the thing, you can't trust in something you don't already believe exists. Okay, so a good example would be, like, we believe cops exist, but do we necessarily trust all the cops?
I thought that would be called equal.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, sorry,
I did, I promise.
Yeah, no worries. Well, hey, it's all good. I appreciate you opening the door. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. You have a church that you go to, sir? Yeah, okay. Well, hey, more important than going to any church, though, would you go into heaven? So I'd like to ask you, are you 100% sure that when you die? Hey, real quick, a lot of people will believe differently. Just curious what your thoughts are. What do you think a person has to do to go to heaven?
I mean, to be saved, to go to heaven, you have to, I guess you have to repent, go up and confess your sins, and just give your life to the Lord. That's what I believe.
Okay, yeah, you know, a lot of people believe that. So we would say about faith plus works. Yeah, you know. We should have good works. Our works are important while we're on this earth. But the Bible is very clear, though, when it comes to salvation, there's only one thing you have to do. It's called the good news. The reason why is because it's not based on how good we are or the things that we do. We're changing our lives. But I will submit to you this. If you're trusting in... Yeah, excuse us. Yeah.
Watch out, Beth.
I'd like to submit to you, though, that what you're trusting in right now, being good, following God's commandments, confessing your sins... That would be you trusting in yourself. The problem is, if we trust ourselves according to the Bible, that we would be judged for our works, we're going to come short, and that we would go to hell if we're trusting in ourselves. So I want to show you how you can know for sure, 100%, the Bible, that you're saved, and show you the one thing. The Bible teaches that once you're saved, you're always saved. Yeah, I can if you got a few minutes.
Yeah,
let me just show you real quick. What's your name, by the way?
Nick.
I'm Jason. Nice to meet you, Nick. The Bible says right here, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, sin is anything that we think, say, or do that's against God's commandments. So if we think, if we tell a lie or think a foolish thought or steal, that's a sin, right? So when we sin, the Bible says there's a punishment. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. So as soon as we sin, where God holds us accountable for that sin, we deserve or we earn death, which is spiritual death. Because we're already going to die physically. So what it's saying is it's going to hell.
Right.
Yeah. How long does hell last for?
Eternity.
Eternity. So when somebody dies and goes to hell, can they ever get out?
No.
And how would you describe hell? Is it a good place or a bad place?
I mean, you know, we all describe it as a bad place.
It's a bad place. The Bible does say that it places a fire and torment. Exactly. And where people, there's no rest day or night. People are, you know, screaming and wailing and gnashing their teeth. Well, there's a list of people that God actually says go to hell. I'm going to show you that the Bible says about the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters. But look, the liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Well, I told a lie before.
Me too.
Right. So according to the Bible, where does it say that I deserve to go?
Yeah, right. According to that, you do.
It says I deserve to go to hell. But actually, Nick, you and I are both in the same boat. We both told a lie.
Yeah.
But actually, the Bible, remember it said, for all have sinned? The whole world has sinned. So according to the Bible, the whole world deserves to go where?
Hell.
That's right. See, and that's the bad news. But there is good news. And I'll show you that the Bible teaches... God loves us, doesn't want us to go to hell. God did something for us, and the Bible says that God, the Father, says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It didn't say when we stopped sinning. It says while we're yet sinners. So even though we're not perfect, Christ died for us. The Bible teaches that God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, that he existed in the beginning, but that he came down to this earth 2,000 plus years ago to be manifest in the flesh to the world as the Savior.
Yes,
he was born of the Virgin Mary. The thing about Jesus is that he was man and God. So do you believe that he was just man, or do you believe that he's both?
I just believe that he was just God. I mean, I really haven't thought about that part.
Yeah, but he was both.
Said, okay, he was both.
Yeah. Okay. I can show you a verse real quick on that. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word. Look, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now watch this. The Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Okay.
So Jesus Christ is the Word. He came to this earth. He was born. He was made flesh. And the thing about Jesus is that he lived the perfect life. He never sinned.
He didn't.
Never sinned. You ever heard that before?
No, I never heard.
I'll show you that real quick. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says in chapter...
I'm kind of getting a lesson right now.
That's
all
right.
It's good. I need...
I don't want to show you here. The Bible says, talking about Jesus, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched, the filling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So the Bible said that he was also man. He went through all the temptations that you and I go through, yet without sin. So he's perfect. So that means that he never told a lie. So everything he said was truth. Not only that, he did a lot of miracles. He walked on water, turned water to wine. He healed a lot of people. He got people saved. But because he did all those things, there were people on this earth that did not like that. And they actually hated Jesus for that because he spoke the truth. He testified to the world that their works were wicked. So people lied about him and had him given over to the Roman government to be ultimately executed, to be crucified.
Right.
But here's the thing, though, that's special about what Jesus did for us is that Jesus is God. He could have killed all those people, but he didn't. Why? Well, the reason why he didn't is because you and I are already, you know, condemned for our sin, and the only way for us to ever go to heaven is if somebody else pays for our sin. So the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ loves you and I so much, but yet the whole world, that he actually went to the cross willingly.
So what do you think? So is everybody going to heaven?
Well, I'll explain to you real quick. I'll show you that. And the Bible says right here in John chapter 10.
Man, how many times have you read this Bible? Man?
Not enough. The Bible says right here that
what are you thinking of, brother?
Therefore doth my Father... There we go. I was on the wrong page. Yeah.
Good.
Therefore doth my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. Jesus Christ saying, I have the power to take my life. I have power to take it again and lay it down. So that means that he willingly went to the cross because the only way for you to have salvation is if he took your punishment. The Bible says when he was on the cross, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Every sin that you ever committed, past, present, future, me, every sin, past, present, future, but actually the whole world. He's a propitiation for our sins. He died for the whole world. And as if he had committed all those sins. Died, they took his body and put it into a tomb. But because we deserve to go to hell, and God's a just God, and he can't let punishment go unpunished or sin go unpunished, there had to still be a punishment. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ, his soul actually went to hell for 3 days and three nights to pay for our sins. I'll show you that the Bible says right here in Acts chapter 2.
What Bible you got?
King James. He's seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. So Jesus Christ, 3 days, three nights, Jesus Christ was in hell paying for not only my sins, and not only the sins of the whole world, but also your sins.
Right.
And on the third day, what happened to Jesus? Did he stay dead or did he raise again?
He
rose again. The Bible says that he rose again spiritually and bodily. He showed his holes to disciples Thomas and said, you know, see the holes in my hands? And the Bible teaches that he rose again. I'll show you that real quick right here in 1 Corinthians. It says right here, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So what Jesus did was, it's called the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. That's what Jesus did for the whole world. That's called his works. He was perfect, and he went to hell, and he paid for all our sins. So when you get paid, that means you work for something, right? So Jesus Christ worked, paid for all our sins by going to hell and raised again the third day. But here's the thing, just because Jesus did that, does that mean everybody's going to go to heaven automatically? Or is there still something we have to do?
I think it's still something that we have to do.
You're exactly right. Now, I'm going to show you that. The Bible actually shows you there's something you have to do, but it's really easy. Because God already did all the hard work. The Bible says right here, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
So that's all you got to do is believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior. You think that'll do it?
According to the Bible, that's what the Bible says. Does it say go to church or believe?
No, it just say believe.
Did it say stop sinning or believe?
Just believe.
Get baptized or believe?
Believe.
Help little lady across the street?
Believe.
Change your life? No, believe. And what that means is the trust. John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever goes to church or believeth in him.
Believeth in him.
Believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Right.
Believe it means to trust in the Bible. Trust in something you don't already believe exists.
Right.
Okay, so a good example would be like, we believe cops exist, but do we necessarily trust all the cops?
I thought I was the police for a minute.
Yeah, no worries. I'm sorry, it's happening.
No, I did. I promise.
Yeah,
I
no worries. Well, hey, it's all good. I appreciate you opening the door.
Okay.
Nick. But here's the thing, though. We understand that we don't trust necessarily the cops.
Right.
Well, let me ask this. You ever rode an airplane before?
Yeah.
Well, I have to convince you, Nick, that there's a pilot flying the plane, or do you already believe that?
I believe.
You already believe that. So what actually, when you get on an airplane, you're actually trusting the pilot with your life to take you to the destination that you want to go to. Now, here's the thing. you want to go to heaven. That would be the destination that you want to go to, right? But can you get there on your own?
No.
According to the Bible, you've already sinned. So here's the thing. Where do sinners deserve to go?
Hell.
Hell, right? So the fact is that doesn't matter how good I am, how many works I do, because one sin sends me to hell. And how long does hell last for? Forever.
Right.
So I could never be good enough. I still have to pay for that one sin when I die. So I'm screwed. So the only way to go to heaven is to put my trust in somebody else. So when it says to believe, it means to trust. Trust in what? What Jesus did. His works. Him dying, being buried, and rose again for all your sins. And when you trust in him, he gives you something. And he calls that not a reward. He doesn't call that a
payment.
Recompense. He calls that a gift. Let me show you that. Because when somebody gives you a gift, do you have to pay for it, or is it free? Free. That's why it's called the good news. The Bible says here, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, last time I checked, when I got a gift for my birthday or Christmas, they didn't tell me that I need to wash the car.
Right.
If I did, that would be a work.
Right.
I would be getting rewarded. So, you know, same thing here. Let's say I want to give you this as a gift, but I need you to follow my rules. Would that be a gift?
No.
No, even if you gave me any kind of, you know, money for it, even if a penny, it's not a gift. The fact is, it's a gift. Now, here's the thing about a gift, though. There is somebody who does pay for it. The giver pays for it.
Right.
Well, the Bible says that Jesus has a gift. He wants to give it to you. How did he pay for it? By dying and going to hell and paying for all your sins. He worked for it, and he has it, and he wants to give it to you as a free gift. He wants to offer it to you because he loves you. People give you a gift because they love you, right? So here's the thing, though. What if you don't accept the gift? Does that mean Jesus didn't work for it? He still worked for it, right? So that's the thing. So now, according to the Bible, when you trust in him, it's a gift. He gives it to you. Something happens. You receive the gift. It's called everlasting life.
Okay.
How long does everlasting last for?
Forever.
Forever. So if somebody receives a gift today of everlasting life, will they have it 100 years from now?
Yeah.
1,000 years from now? Yeah. 1,000,000? It'll have forever, right?
Right?
Okay, so here's the thing. What happens when somebody receives a gift from Jesus after putting their trust in him? When do they get it? When they die or the moment they trust in him?
I think it's the moment they put their trust in.
Exactly. Now here's the thing. Well, what happens if somebody, is somebody going to just never sin again, or are they still going to sin?
No, they're going to, you're going to feel sin every day.
That's right. Right. So what happens? How does that work? So here's people's kind of the, wherever the rubber meets the road. So people always ask, so all I have to do to go to heaven is just put my trust in Christ, that he died and buried once again for all my sins, and I'm just only relying on him. And I can have eternal life and still live however I want. That is a true statement. The Bible says that. Going
right,
to heaven.
That's kind of how I was. I'm kind of thinking like that too, though.
Well, here's the thing. That is a true statement. The Bible says that going to heaven is only based off one thing. It's what you're trusting in. But what it's not saying, though, is how you live your life is it without consequences.
Right.
Just like you have children.
I do.
They're always your children.
Right.
Are they not?
Right.
Can they ever stop being your children?
Never.
Can you ever stop being their father?
No.
But what happens when they disobey you under your authority? Do you buy them an ice cream and reward them, or you discipline them?
You discipline.
Yeah, because you hate them or you love them. That's right, you do that. Well, here, God's the same way. When you put your trust in Christ, he calls that being born again, spiritually. You're already born once physically.
Right.
Are you born twice physically or once?
Just once.
Right, well, the Bible likens being born again as a physical birth, as a spiritual birth, one time event.
Right.
When you put your trust in Christ, you become born again in his family, and you receive the gift of everlasting life.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the thing, though. Once you're his son, you're always his son.
Yeah.
I'll show you that real quick, and then I'll move on, and we'll be done. But let me just show you here. The Bible says that, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. See, Jesus Christ says, I know them. See, I don't know your kids. They're not my kids. They're your kids. Jesus knows his children. See that? So once you're his child, you're only his child. But how you live your life after you're saved on this earth, according to God's commandments, will determine how God's going to discipline you on this earth for your sins. And he'll never send you to hell because he promised you everlasting life. Because if he did promise you everlasting life and then sent you to hell after you trusted in him, what would that make God? Exactly. Watch. The Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So once you receive everlasting life, you're saved. Once saved, always saved. But if you commit sin on this earth, God will punish you. So just give me a couple examples, then we'll wrap it up. Let's say somebody today understands the truth. They understand, like, hey, the only way to go to heaven is putting my trust in Christ. They put their trust in Christ, but later on in life, they end up getting into a lot of wicked sin. Let's say they get addicted to drugs, alcohol, and they even start, you know, stealing from people to support their habit. Would that person still be saved, or would they?
I don't know.
God send them to hell?
I think they still will be saved. That's just my opinion.
No, you're right, because here's the thing. would that be a sin to do those things?
It's a sin.
Did Jesus die for some sins or all sins?
All sins.
So wouldn't those sins already be paid for?
Right.
But is God going to be happy with his child doing that? No. So he's going to punish them. How's that look? They could lose their job. They could have financial problems. They could have a car wreck. They could have somebody steal from them. They could get an illness. That's God chastising them. Let's just up the ante a little bit. What if somebody trusted in Christ, but later on in life, they got really upset and emotionally upset, and they actually murdered somebody? Would that person still go to heaven according to the Bible, or would they God take their salvation away?
I think they still go to heaven.
Why?
Because I think all sins are equal.
Well,
I
mean, here's the thing. Did Jesus die for some sins or all sins?
All sins.
Murder is a very big sin, but when it comes to salvation, how many sins does it take for you to be, as far as the Bible, how many sins does it take to commit to go to hell?
One.
And is sin, is murder a bigger sin than lying? You see how lying got you sent?
Right.
To hell?
I mean, I guess in our eyes, murder would be a bigger sin.
It is. According to God, is a bigger sin. But my point is that somebody trusted in Christ had everlasting life. And if they committed murder and God took it away, then it wasn't really everlasting.
No.
See that? So the Bible teaches that God gives you everlasting life. You can't lose it. Now here's the thing. Is God going to be happy with that person that commits murder? No, he'll make sure they go to prison, they get the death penalty, they can have something far worse happen to them. But if I said, hey, Nick, you can go to heaven as long as you don't commit murder, who are you trusting in now to go to heaven?
Oh, yeah.
Yourself.
Right.
By not doing that specific
right.
sin.
Exactly.
Okay, lastly, let's just say suicide. Suicide is something.
I think somebody, they say you go straight to hell.
Here's the thing. If somebody who trusted in Christ receives everlasting life, but then let's say they get depressed and they just don't want to live anymore and they take their life. Will they still go to heaven, according to the Bible, or will they go to hell?
Well,
Let me ask you this before you even go further.
Okay.
Is suicide a sin?
Yes.
Okay, did Jesus die for some sins or all sins?
All sins.
It's all covered.
So why do they say that then?
That's a false doctrine. That's a Catholic doctrine.
So what, do you think that?
The Bible teaches that if you commit suicide, even if you after you had already
So what do they get that from then?
Like, it's a Catholic doctrine.
If you commit suicide?
It's a false doctrine. Okay. It's just a lie. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's not according to the Bible.
All right.
So, okay, there's an instance where...
So that ain't in the Bible?
No.
I ain't never read the Bible.
That's okay. That's why I'm here sharing with you. So let's just recap real quick. I just want to show you here before I recap. How do you get the gift? Well, you have to ask for it. Okay? And how do you talk to God? Do you call him on the telephone or do you pray to him?
No, you pray to him.
You pray to him, right? Well, what the Bible makes it... God made it so easy. All you have to do is ask. The Bible says right here, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, what he's saying is, if that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So what I share with you, if you believe that in your heart, and then confess that to God, he'll save you. So, what if you ask God today to give you everlasting life, but you never believed in your heart, will he save you?
I don't know. I ain't never thought about it.
What if you ask him every day for the rest of your life?
So you just think somebody that just will ask him that just to go to heaven?
There's a lot of people that actually confess Jesus but don't believe. And Jesus says, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." He says right here, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, right. have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?"
Okay.
"Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, that work iniquity." What are they relying on? "Have we not done many wonderful works?"
Right.
They're relying on their works. Your
right.
works get you saved?
Right.
Or is it just by faith?
I think it's just by faith.
By faith, what I'm showing you here, right? So, if you ask God to give you everlasting, if you ask God to save you every day, but you didn't believe it, would he save you?
Well, I guess the answer would be no.
Exactly. But what if you ask God today to give you everlasting life to save you, and you believed in your heart as you asked him, would he save you?
Yes.
How long would you be saved for?
Forever.
So would you ever have to ask him again for it?
No.
You see that? It's a one-time event. Okay. Do you understand you're a sinner?
I do.
According to the Bible, where do sinners deserve to go?
Hell.
Right. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh?
I do.
I showed you John 1.
Right.
You mean,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Right. Yes.
Do you believe that he was perfect?
No. I don't.
Do you believe that he ever sinned?
I mean, according to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
No.
Okay, because is the Bible of man's word or God's word?
It's that right there. See, now this is a different story.
Like, let me just show you real quick. The Bible says here.
I truly believe that the Bible, that over the years that it had been tampered with, I mean, what you believe? I believe that it's... I don't know. I really don't know.
The Bible says that holy men of God spake as they are moved by the Holy Ghost. The Bible teaches that, that man penned down God, but God's the author. Like, think about this. Let's say I play the guitar and I write a song, but then you want to transcribe the notes and put them on paper. Did you write the song?
No.
No, the Bible says that the Word of God is inspired by God. So God is the author of the Bible. The Bible was already, the Word of God was already established in heaven. Okay? So the Bible teaches that God is the author and man came to down. So do you believe that the Bible is God's Word or that man wrote it? Because that's a big difference. If man wrote it,
I believe.
Here's the thing. If man wrote it, then man has sinned.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you have to believe that God's Word is God's Word and that what he's telling you, that's where the faith comes. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay.
I do believe that.
According to the Bible, so do you believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh and that he lived a perfect life according to what I showed you in the Bible?
Right, according to what you showed.
And that he died and was buried and rose again for all your sins?
Yes.
Do you believe that? According to the Bible, what's the one thing you have to do to be saved?
Like I said, believe that, believe in God that he's your personal Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Does it say that you have to believe he exists or trust in him?
Trust in him.
When you trust in him, what does he give you in return?
He gives you, go to heaven and get you
eternal life. Now, is that something that you worked for or was it a free gift?
I believe that it, I don't know. See, now, I believe that's something that you worked for.
No. According to what I've showed you in the Bible.
Okay, well, if you didn't work for it.
You didn't work for it, it's a free gift. You got it for free. And once he gives it to you, can you ever lose it?
No.
No. Okay.
It's kind of like difficult, though. Like, because if you're saying, like, that you don't work for it, but you have to actually believe in him and believe everything that happened, like you are kind of...
Well, the Bible doesn't call that work. He delineates between believing is just an action that you have to accept the gift.
Okay, well,
I'll just clear it up. If Chipotle says, hey, there's free burritos here for anybody who wants to come, they're free, would you consider going up there working for it?
Okay, right. Well, you put it like that.
You still have to
do
something in order to go receive the gift, but it's still free to eat.
Right,
it's not a work.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. So, I like to help you ask God in prayer to give you everlasting life. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, how long is it going to take?
Real quick. Just about 10 seconds. Dylan, you have anything else you want to add?
Is your name Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Dylan, quick question. So I noticed when he was asking, you know, like, hey, according to the Bible, is this what you believe, right? But is what he said your personal beliefs now? Has he changed your mind?
No, it's my personal belief. It's been my personal belief. Now, he opened my eyes to some things that I didn't know about God, like going to hell for 3 days and stuff like that.
Right.
But my personal belief is what he was saying.
Awesome. Because this is what we're trying to do. When you get saved, you're changing where your trust is. Before we get saved, we're thinking, I got to do good works. I got to go to church. I got to live a good life, and that's going to get me to heaven.
Right.
And what you're changing your mind in today is saying that it's not me. It's actually what Christ did for me. And you're making the one-time decision right now to trust Christ.
Okay.
So that's what he wants to do with you real quick.
And just to bring that point up, is what I'm not doing earlier, and I'm being respectful. The reason I asked you, what do you think you have to do? And you said, have good works. Follow God's commandments. Be a good person. You see that? So... does that make sense? So what we're sharing with you today is different than what you believed before we knocked on the door. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So you say you changed your mind. That means if you change your mind, that means you repented of what you used to believe, and now you believe the truth. Do you still believe in Santa Claus when you found out it was a lie? No. So once you realize that the Bible teaches that going to heaven is not based on how you live your life, are you going to continue believing that as a going to heaven or the actual truth that is by faith?
But should you still be a good person? Right, you should be. But I was taught.
Well, let me just explain something real quick. The Bible says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Right. Must is a requirement. You go to the bathroom, the sign says employees must wash their hands.
Right.
Does that sound like it's an option or a requirement?
It's a requirement.
Yeah, what if it said employees should wash their hands?
It's just an option.
It gives an option to them. See, the Bible doesn't say, you know, what should I do to be saved? It said, what must I do?
Right.
A requirement. But here's the thing. I'll give you the last verse here to show you that the difference between must and should. It says in Romans here. It's saying right here that, you know, those that are saved, he said, what, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body that ye should obey it. It says right here, therefore we're baptized into him that we should not serve sin henceforth. That's an option. That's when we have to die daily, take up the cross daily, and walk in the Spirit. That's work. That's hard work. Being a Christian, being saved is easy. Okay? It's a one-time event. You're saved. But serving Christ takes work. If it was our works to get to heaven, we can get there because we already sinned. We already broken the law. Okay? You understand that?
Right.
Do you have anything else, brother?
No, sir.
Okay. I'd like to help you right now. Ask God to give you everlasting life. Do you want to go to heaven when you die?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You should repeat after me. Bow your head. Say,
dear Jesus,
I know I'm a sinner.
I
know I deserve hell.
I know I deserve hell.
But I believe
that you died,
was buried, happened. Rose again. For all my sins. I'm only trusting in you, Jesus. Please give me everlasting life. Please save me now.
Amen.